Από πού ερχόσασταν και πού πηγαίνατε?
Από Λονδίνο ήμουν για Αθήνα.
Τέλος, καλό, όλα καλά. Πάρες.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another new episode of Icarus Falls, and we have just returned from an amazing walk in the woods. And not just any walk, it was a walk where we went searching for truffles. Katerina, who took us, has been the most amazing host, and Katerina does not speak English, but Tula speaks fantastic English, and she's joining us for the episode today. So, welcome to Icarus Falls, Tula.
Hello. I am happy I am with you. It was a beautiful day, and I think that we were lucky for our truffle hunting today.
It was amazing. I didn't know what to expect, but it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
On a good day.
Yes, yes. It's something amazing. You can work in nature with dogs, and it's something very beautiful, all this.
And you grew up in Milotadas, is that right? In East Siguri?
Yes, yes. I am from this area. I had a study for PC, something different from all this. But before 10 years, I lost my work in the town and I come in my village for a few months. But I love the life here and I stay. So now I have a beautiful life in this area with nature, animals, huntings, mushrooms and all this. We are a group of 20 people that we have making this group. The name is Truffokyklos. We love the mushrooms and truffles, so we start to hunting truffles and mushrooms in the woods. And after many years, we try to making cultivations with many different kinds.
It has so many things to offer us, nature.
Yeah.
But how do you build that knowledge?
The number one for a person is to love the nature. If you don't love the nature and the animals, you can't do this. Because it's very difficult to live in a place like this, with cold, with dangerous from wild animals and all this. So if you love the nature and animals, you can live here. I start with Catherine before 10 years. It's something like fun when I start. But I love the world of mushrooms. And I start to read books, to read in internet for the life of mushrooms and all this. And I have now 5 years, before 5 years, I buy my first dog for truffle hunting. So I have learned all this near Catherine.
What types of dog did we take with us today?
The one of them is a Lagotto Romagnolo, and the other one is a Labrador. There are many dogs that they can do all this, but we prefer this because Labrador, they have better smell from all the other. And Lagotto, they have a pensient that we need when
patience.
We go. Yes,
okay.
When we need, when we search.
It was amazing seeing these dogs working today.
Yeah.
It was also very funny. You have to be very quick, don't you, when they find a truffle?
Yeah.
Because they like to eat truffles too, right?
Yes, yes.
Just and, like us.
Yeah. We run all the day behind the dogs to take the truffles. They love truffles.
And there's some more competition in the woods because the wild boar also like to eat the truffles.
Yeah, it's our big problem. They are very clever. When they hear people, they run away. The pigs, they have a better smell from the dog, so they can find the truffles that grow after 2 or 3 months. So if they come in our area, they destroy the place.
Can you tell us a bit about the science of how a truffle grows?
It's an underground mushroom. There are the most expensive that all the people know, this kind, Magnatum. This, it's a different kind that you can find in a small rivers, in a place that the ground fall down. So it's a different hunting from all the other kinds. Here on Ipiros, we have all the kinds. We have the black autumn, winter and summer truffle, and we have and the white kinds. Every season, every 3 months, we have a different kind of truffle. The truffles needs 6 months in the earth to take a shape, to grow like a ball. And when the season come, needs 7 days in the earth to be eatable. So when we search with the dogs, the dogs can find only the eatable truffles for this day. We come back after 5-7 days to search the same place again to find more. A good truffle tree can give us 300 grams until half of kilo.
What is the largest truffle you guys have found before?
It was this summer, a summer truffle, Aestivum is the name, and was 800 grams. It was like a melon.
You know, the woodland around here reminds me of England.
Yeah.
There are some similarities, you know. It's damp, it's heavy, and that makes the conditions perfect to cultivate mushrooms, which is what you guys do. And I saw that you've actually built some places to grow mushrooms.
Yes.
So you drill holes into wood, and then you put, I don't know, you don't have seeds for mushrooms, do you?
Yes, yes.
Sporia?
Yes.
Okay, so you put seeds into the holes that you drill in pieces of wood. And inside that damp piece of wood, the seed germinates, right?
Yeah.
And then you close it with a piece of wax to stop insects from going in.
Yeah.
And then the mushroom pops out.
Yes. It's a fantastic world, the mushrooms. So they can find the way to grow if they want. We start making before 5 years all this because it was difficult with the climate change and all this to collect many mushrooms. So we start making something different. We making like a vaccine in the woods, and when we want mushrooms, we put the woods in full of water for 12 hours, and then the mushrooms start to grow.
That's probably one of the most fast-growing fungi or vegetables that you could cultivate, right?
Yeah. They want 2 days to start to grow. In 8 days, we can collect the mushrooms.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about some of the mushrooms that grow in Epirus? What types of mushroom can we find here?
We have many different mushrooms. We have about 2,000 different kinds. We have the number one for many people, porcini. It's a family from that called Boletus. We have Cantharelle. We have Lepiot. We have many different kinds. We have mushrooms that we collect from the earth. We have mushrooms that we collect from the woods.
But it can be dangerous, right, looking for mushrooms?
Many times, yes. Many times, yes. You must know very, very well the kinds. If you want to collect mushrooms, it's very dangerous, all this. There are mushrooms that they are looking like eatable mushrooms, but it's not. They have the mushrooms has different families. Every family has 60, 80 different kinds of the same family mushroom. But from this family, maybe the 30, the 40 can be double. So if you don't know all the characteristics from every kind, you can collect it.
Well, Tula, it's been incredible being here with you guys today, and I hope to come back again.
Yeah, of course.
That was the most amazing afternoon, and it didn't rain.
Yeah, you are lucky. Thank you so much for these days. I hope to see you again for a different hunting the next time.
What kind of hunting are you thinking, Tula?
Maybe we can, you can come the spring to go for truffle and mushrooms.
Truffle and mushrooms again?
Yeah. But the spring, the mushrooms are better. We can find many different mushrooms. We can go in a different place to collect different kinds. I love because it's something... it's a hunting. Every time that you go out, you are not sure if you find something or it's good. Or we collect mushrooms, and every mushroom is different. We want to see the kind, if it's fresh or no, how is the environment around that grow. So all this, making all this magical, and herbs.
I feel like herbal tea is not so cool anymore. It's all about truffles and mushrooms, but
yeah.
But I love herbal tea, so maybe you can have me to teach me about some mountain tea.
Of course, yeah. Why not?
Lastly, can you tell me some of the things that we can just find by walking the mountains of Epirus?
Yeah. They can collect wild fruits that we can make in... marmalades or liqueur. There are wild fruits that...
Which kind of fruits?
Like sabuco. You can make marmalade or liqueur. It's very tasty. Or it's something else. The name is crana, like cranberry. If you eat fresh, it's a sour fruit, but you can make a very tasty liquor.
And then you have jota?
Yes.
Classic?
Yeah.
But how many different types of jota do you think there are?
There are many.
Yeah.
Many.
I like one called the sow thistle.
Yeah.
Chestnuts?
Yes. Wild garlic. There are so many... different kinds that you can collect from the forest.
So if someone wants to come to Epirus and study this kind of thing, where do they go? Who do they speak to?
There are groups like us that go with different people in the forest to learn all this.
And how do we find you?
You can join us on Instagram on name Aroma Trufas.
Oh, I'm so happy to have met you both, and thank you for being part of this series of Epirus Falls.
Thank you so much.